was a wildfire which caused a big scare in the mountains above Santa Barbara and Goleta and forced thousands of evacuations. Fortunately, the 3,100-acre cave fire was stopped before it could burn homes. But last November's blaze wasn't even out when the first of a series of storms came, triggering another issue, the threat of flash floods and debris flows.
We're feeling good about the response that we've gotten us to date now, and it'll continue to be through the winter after every storm, doing whatever we need to do to get things cleaned up and be ready for the next storm.
Tom Fayram is Santa Barbara County's Deputy Public Works Director. Fayram says a number of assessments of the risk from the cave fire burn zone have been completed, including one by Whetstone as a Burned Area Emergency Response Team, or BEAR team. It's a group of experts on everything from hydrology to geology.
We're getting a better idea of the different parameters, you know, on the cave fire and the downstream impacts. Keep in mind, the BEAR report typically looks at impacts on federal land. They don't look downstream too much. They do to some extent. And then the WERT team, which is done by CAL FIRE, they actually look further downstream and look at, well, what are the values at risk? We had both of those reports on the Thomas Fire, and then we have them now for the Cave Fire as well. That information now, compiling it together, is getting us a better picture of what we think we're looking at.
The Santa Barbara County Public Works official talks about one of the areas hard hit by the Cave Fire and its flooding potential.
San Antonio Creek had the highest percentage of its watershed burned. It has a history of some level of debris flows, notably in 1964.
But Fayram believes the area doesn't have the same risk factors as Montecito did following the Thomas Fire.
The width of the coastal plain in Goleta is a lot greater than what it is on Montecito. The slope of the creeks are different. And, of course, a debris flow needs a certain level of energy to keep itself going, and it gets that from the slope. So the impact of a debris flow, you know, at least according to the reports of these experts, are that a debris flow to the ocean like we had in Montecito is probably unlikely.
What about the potential for issues further downslope for the burn areas on San Marcos Pass?
Whenever you have a fire in a watershed, you know, we look at that there's a heightened level. Certainly you're going to get more water runoff and more just sediment. You know, whether you categorize sediment as debris or not depends on where you sit. But for me, you know, a debris that comes off a fire that can plug a channel downstream is a concern. So sediments is a concern. We've seen that off of the first storms since the cave fire. Our San Antonio debris basin we've had to clean out several times now. We'll expect to have to do that through the winter.
Fayram describes some of the major work that's been done in and around the cave fire burn zone.
We've been able to put in several debris racks. One's in Tucker's Grove Park, one is in the East Branch Mary Ignacio, and one is on the main branch Mary Ignacio. Those do a good job of stopping the trees, at least until they get filled up. And so, you know, stopping the woody debris from going down and plugging bridges or culverts is something that we're concerned about. So we think we got a jump on that because we were able to get all those facilities in. You know, remember the cave fire was from fire to the first storm was about 30 hours. That's literally the time we had to prepare.
The public works official says while they're in good shape to deal with potential concerns, they also know you shouldn't be overconfident.
With a big enough storm, you know, we don't want to discount any threat, but there are differences between the two, and so we have to understand those and then take a look at then what are the actions that we would take from that.
Fayram admits the last few years have been rough for his public works team. They've had to deal with the after effects of not just the Cave and Thomas wildfires and the Montecito debris flow, but also other blazes like the Holiday, Whittier, and Sherpa fires.
It's a challenge for sure because throw on top of that that, you know, we've been going full throttle for 2 years now. And at the same time, we're working feverishly on capital projects in the Montecito area, you know, to try to improve it. So you've got the winter response and then the race to get capital improvement projects in.
Fayram says when it rains, they're closely monitoring all of the burn zones for big issues like potential evacuations and road closures. But they're also looking at whether they need to send in crews to keep debris basins and creeks open so little problems don't become big ones. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.